The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Mary Magdalene, the other Mary, went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed. And they ran to announce the news to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached him and embraced his feet and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." And while they were going, some of the guards went into the city and told the chief priests all that had happened. The chief priests assembled with the elders and took counsel. And then they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, "You are to say, 'His disciples came by night and stole him while we were asleep.' And if this gets to the ears of the governor, we will not satisfy him and keep out of trouble." So the soldiers took the money and did as they were told. And this story has circulated amongst the Jews even to this present day. The Gospel of the Lord. We're looking at Matthew's Gospel today, which is a Jewish Gospel, and the story that circulated to this very day refers to the day clearly when Matthew was shaping this Gospel. Mary Magdalene appears to us today in the central person in this reading, and she'll appear again tomorrow. But tomorrow she'll be taken from the Gospel of John, and John's Gospel gives Mary Magdalene far more attention than does Matthew. However, we should really reflect on Mary Magdalene. Nobody has been more aligned in the history of the church than Mary Magdalene. Clearly, she was a very close disciple of Jesus Christ. But she took a bad hit way back in the 6th century. We remember the date and the time. It was 591, and it was September 14th, when the Pope, Gregory the Great, came out with a statement about the reputation of Mary Magdalene, that she was a woman of ill repute. Now, if you read your Bible and you look at chapter 7 in the Gospel of Luke, there's a story there about this woman that comes to Jesus when he is having a dining with his friends. And she is a woman of ill repute, well known to be a woman of bad reputation. And she kneels before Jesus and she washes his feet. He dries them with her hair. And she uses this aromatic nard, which is a perfume. And Jesus objects. He says, "Why was this not sold to give money to the poor or help the poor?" And Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She has anointed me against the day of my death." And then in chapter 8 in Luke's Gospel, there is the story of Mary Magdalene. And there it says, she was the woman, a follower of Jesus, out of whom 7 devils had been cast. Now, the Pope made a great mistake that scripture scholars have bemoaned ever since 591, when he conflated the woman in chapter 7 with Mary Magdalene in chapter 8, out of whom 7 devils had been cast, presuming that indeed it was the same person. There is no scripture scholar today that would agree with that conclusion. And in fact, the fact that 7 devils were driven out of Mary Magdalene has nothing to do with her reputation or sinfulness. Way back then, in that time, if somebody was an epileptic or somebody was overcome with sadness, it was considered an evil spirit. And therefore, when the person was healed, it was driving out an evil spirit. Therefore, whatever afflictions Mary Magdalene had that were described as devils within her have nothing to do with her reputation. Means she needed healing. She might have been a widowed person who was very sad, whatever it was. There's no indication, interestingly, that she was married. She was a woman from Magdala, which is a fishing town in Galilee, on the Sea of Galilee. And that's very unusual that she would be named for the place from which she came. Normally, the woman was named as the wife of Cleopas, the wife of whoever she was married to. But in this case, there's no mention of that. So we're going to presume that she was not a married person, or if she was, she was a widow. In any case, she was not a person of ill repute, and it took years and years and years to have her shake this bad reputation she got. We still speak about Magdalens as fallen women. Of course, Martin Scorsese didn't help, you know, in The Last Temptation of Christ. And Da Vinci Code, of course, the Da Vinci Code had Mary Magdalene as the wife of Jesus. And so all sorts of bad things were said about Mary Magdalene over the years. And yet she is a prime disciple of Jesus Christ. She is the most faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. She is the one that never walks away from Jesus Christ. Unlike all the men, they all walked away. Mary Magdalene did not. And Mary Magdalene is so privileged reading the Gospels that she is the first one to experience the resurrected Jesus. And she is said to be the apostle to the apostles, because she is said, after she had this encounter with the resurrected Christ, Jesus told her, "Go and tell my disciples to meet me in Galilee." It's what Matthew says. John says something quite different, but same thing. He says, "Go tell my disciples what you have seen." So we should really have a great reverence and a great sense of exaltation about the woman, the first one to preach the resurrection of Jesus Christ was the woman. Now, that would have been somewhat foreign to the culture, the patriarchal culture of the time in which these Gospels were shaped. No different than in chapter 4 in John's Gospel, you'll remember the Samaritan woman, the first one to carry the word of Jesus, the Messiah, to the world. In any case, we celebrate Mary Magdalene in a very special way today. And we'll set Pope Gregory the Great, way back in the 6th century, we'll set his conclusion aside as a kind of a bad hit for this nice person, Mary Magdalene. We pause now for a moment of prayer.